So no matter what your age, have you learned about the need to say no? It can be a very difficult but valuable lesson to realize. I said no to a bunch of my young dreams when I said yes to God's call to go into ministry. Every now and then, we get moments when it all sinks in, especially when we remember who we are and whose we are, where we belong, and what all we have said no to when we've said yes to God. You can't really say yes without also saying no. I think that's what the prophet is trying to tell the people of God. Start saying no. Say it early, say it often, say it like your life depends on it. Just say no. Now, this section of Isaiah, this is the third section of Isaiah's prophecy. This section reflects a season of deep desperation for the people of God. After Babylon's harsh and bitter exile, the refugees have returned to the land formerly known as being promised to them. But that promised land has now grown ugly. The city, Jerusalem, has been burned to the ground. The temple is in ruined rubble. Things look extremely dark and bleak and hopeless. Of course, these exiles returning home, they knew about all of this as they were planning on making this return. They knew what they were getting themselves into. They came back to rebuild the city. They came back to restore the temple. They came back to collectively start all over again. But they're having trouble getting traction. Their crops have failed. Deadly famine and disease has shown up. The capital campaign to rebuild the temple falls short of its goals, and the banks are not loaning. You know how it goes. In desperate times, people do stupid things. God's people start relapsing. They start falling away from their commitment to God. They start falling back into some of their pagan practices. They're forgetting who they are and whose they are. They are less than loyal or grateful to God. But the prophet says no. God says no. This passage presents a breathtaking vision, a glimpse of God's dreams for God's people. And you know, the thing that really grabs me is the no that we can hear in it. To say yes to God's people, God says no. No to remembering the former things. No to the sound of weeping. No to the cry of distress. No to the infant that lives only a few days. No to the old person who doesn't live out a lifetime. No to building houses for others to inhabit. No to planting vineyards only to see others eat the fruit. No to laboring in vain. No to bearing children of calamity. No to hurt. No to destruction. No, 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 no. God says yes to God's people. God says yes to the future, to better things. So God has to say no to everything else. I've lived long enough, and I'm still learning that no is a word with the power to change things. No unlocks the door that leads to true life. Some of us here today may certainly better understand or empathize with those early ancestors who woke up one day realizing life felt as if it had changed. They were depressed, they were anxious, they were discouraged. They were wondering, where is God? Yet God was there. And God spoke mighty words to them through the prophet. Words of God's mighty dream of a holy shalom. A dream of heaven embracing earth. And God said no to all that would destroy or deny real life and abundance for God's people. Now, in our democratic society, you know, an election has just been held. I hope all of you here today participated in that election. I want to believe the strength of a political system depends on the full and willing participation of its citizens. We have acted, and the election is done. But the concerns and fears are still present for such a contentious political campaign process. Our Christian belief must guide us forward with a deep sense of responsibility. We must learn and be willing to say no for the sake of all God's creation. We really cannot stand by uncomfortably silent when a coworker, a neighbor, a family member makes a derogatory, sexist, or racist comment. We must say no and challenge them to be kind to someone who may not be like them, but who need to experience kindness. We must say no to our silence, for such silence can be perceived as acceptance. We must say no to racism, misogyny, xenophobia, to homophobia. We must say no to any policies or programs that disregard the poor or the rights of women, or the rights of immigrants seeking sanctuary and a new life among us, or the rights of gays and lesbians and transgendered persons. We must just say no to any actions that would harm or to destroy the environment or our planet. We must say no to the warmongers and to the continual rise of more violence. We must just say no to all that would not help to provide adequate and affordable health care to all of our citizens, especially those most valuable. To say no to actions that would not help our veterans receive the medical care that they're so deserving. To say no to actions that would not want persons to earn a livable wage or have access to furthering their education. We must say no to those who would make fun of or put down persons with varying disabilities. We must say no to the bullies, to rudeness, to dishonesty, to any darkness that would try to steal the light, to any hate that would rob us of love. We must just say no when protests erupt into senseless riots and to the desecration of property and the destruction of some of our most valuable symbols in our communities. We just must say no to anything that would keep us in fear, that would hold us in despair and depression, cause us to lose hope and move away from our belief in a just and loving God who has a very great dream for all and each one of us. However we may have voted, I pray that we remember, above all political powers and nations, we are those called to follow Jesus Christ alone as citizens of God's kingdom. I believe that today Jesus is calling us to join him in walking with those who are suffering the most, all those who are broken in body, mind, spirit, those who are living in fear, and those who have lost hope. Following Jesus and standing with Jesus and caring with Jesus for those whom Jesus also loves may require that we're going to have to challenge the political powers of our time. Let us be a people of the Christian faith who are not afraid, for the God of justice will be with us. Let's work together to start a new revolution by beginning to truly engage in justice making and going out from our sanctuaries into a world that so badly needs us to share the love of God, challenging one another to do no harm, to do good, to stay in love with our God. Now, it's the season of stewardship in this congregation. It's a time over these last few weeks when we've been asking one another to prayerfully and carefully consider your pledge, your commitment to this congregation and to the ministries of this congregation for the upcoming year. It's a time for you to say no. Let me explain. This congregation over not just these past few months that I've been with you as an interim, but this congregation over the past 20 years that I've been your neighbor, this congregation, it matters to me, and it matters to many, not only you who are worshiping and our members here, but it matters to this community of Ames. I want to believe in the work that God is doing in this place, among us and through us as a congregation. I want to believe in the things we say we want to do well together, like welcoming and inviting others, especially those who have been persecuted or have been under oppression or who have been maybe pushed to the margins. I want to believe that we want to do that well. We want to do our welcoming, our inviting, and we want to invite all others to come along with us and just grow in the wonder and the power of love. I want to believe that the very best days of this congregation are still ahead. I want to believe that God has wonderful dreams for this church community, for this congregation. I just want, and I have to believe that. Don't you? So you see, giving to this congregation does need to be a priority. It's one of the ways each of us says yes to God. But I've learned something about giving over the years. In order to say yes to this congregation, to giving to God, I have to say no. And I might have to say no to a lot of things. No to hoarding. No to impulsive whims and desires and pleasures. No to family and friends who wonder maybe why I don't take a Sunday to go visit them or go on weekend trips with friends. There's a lot of things I have to say no in order to say yes to God. And I'm really not sad about that, because I know I'm privileged and I know that my options are open. I know I made a commitment. I made a commitment to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. I know what my life is about for me. I know who I am. I'm the guy who gets to say yes because I belong to God who loves me enough to just say no. What about you? What about you? Praise be to God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen.